Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 182, 8 Steps to Creating Love in Your Life by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnintydays.com. Welcome, Relationship Optimizers. I'm Joss Marie, your personal narrator, and this is your one-stop relationship podcast where I narrate to you from some of the best relationship blogs out there, regarding dating, marriage, parenting, you name it. I'm here every Monday through Friday, but you can listen to the posts whenever and wherever you'd like, just like an audiobook or audio blog. And I'd like to take a moment just to apologize in advance for sounding so horribly hoarse. We've had the flu and terrible colds here in the Rankinen household yet again, all in the past week. It's actually the worst flu that I've ever seen anyone have. Lee and Talon both had it severely, and I think it was almost a dozen people at the huge Rankinen family Christmas party that got it out of 32 people. So everybody was out of commission for like 3 days, and yeah, it was really bad to say the least. Anyways, please bear with me. Today, I'll be narrating a post from Dr. Diana Kirshner that includes recommended steps to creating love in your life. If you enjoy our content here and listen frequently, please consider subscribing to the show. And with that, let's hear today's post as we start optimizing your life. 8 Steps to Creating Love in Your Life by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnintydays.com. Hi, it's a brand new year, and it can be a brand new you, the you who is happily, wildly in love. You can make a resolution right now, right here as you hear this article. At this moment, your chances of creating love in your life could be better than ever. The average marriage now lasts under 7 years, and this means new singles are coming on the scene all the time. Online dating is exploding at this time, with new subscribers signing up in droves. You have a lot of partners to choose from. So go on, make the affirmation. Something like, I create a new love that is just right for me. Here is an 8-step love advice action plan based on my new dating advice book, Love in 90 Days, the essential guide to finding your own true love. This simple plan can make your love affirmation a reality in 2018. Number 1. Prioritize finding love. Imagine if you didn't have a job and needed money. Looking for one would be your absolute top priority. You would spend hours posting and searching sites like Monster.com, scanning the want ads, calling recruiters, asking your friends, and jumping on any leads. In contrast, despite being alone, finding love ranks pretty low on your to-do list. You come home from work, run errands, answer some emails, call your friends, play with the dog, watch your favorite show, and maybe spend 15 minutes browsing your online dating site. Most of you are better at planning your weekend or vacation than planning your dating life. If you are truthful with yourself, the activities associated with creating a relationship are nowhere near the top of your priority list. Yet, study after study has shown that relationships are treasured above all else when we reflect on what has meant the most in our lives. So make finding love a top priority. Number 2. Have a new you party. Order a bunch of pizzas or something simple like Chinese food. Invite all your friends to come over for a new you party where they give you a makeover. Have them go through your clothes and accessories, getting rid of unflattering stuff and putting together some hot new looks for you. Ask them for referrals to great hair salons or clothing shops. Find a look that makes you feel great. Don't feel like you are imposing. There is usually nothing that your friends like more than giving you advice. Of course, tell them you are looking to meet someone special and to keep you in mind. Email the same message to any other buddies who did not make the party. Number 3. Work your online dating program. Throw out your old photo and profile. Have a friend who is a good photographer. Make that a great photographer. Take 100 headshots of you in order to get one that looks especially warm, attractive, and inviting. Get some opposite sex friends to help you pick out the best photo and work on your profile. After you post them, spend at least 3 hours a week looking around the site, sending and responding to messages, and connecting by phone and in person with people. Block out time in your daily calendar to work the program. Number 4. Go where the odds are better. Sign up for 2 ongoing classes or activities that interest you that have lots of potential partners in them. For example, finance, investing, and leadership at your local college's School of Continuing and Professional Studies, rock climbing and golfing, snowboarding and skiing, hiking and wine tasting are great for meeting men. Women are plentiful at cooking, growth, spirituality, or yoga courses. Co-ed city sports teams are great and usually have an even mix of genders. There are many other activities, classes, and clubs to consider, so search online on any topic plus the name of a major city near you. Also, if you're so inclined, look into volunteering for a local or national political group. Number 5. Meet new people. Find and say hello to 3 new men or women every day. Assuming you are in a safe or public place, make eye contact, smile, say hi, or ask for some help. This is what I call the Marcia Cross technique. Actress Marcia Cross was in her 40s when she met her husband by chatting with him in a flower shop. She now is the ecstatic mother of 2 baby girls. If you don't encounter a lot of men or women in your daily routine, make sure to try a new grocery store, dry cleaners, pharmacy, or coffee or sandwich shop at lunch. You can start with saying hello to the less threatening types and work your way up to the ones who are out of your league. You will be surprised how receptive the hotties can be. Number 6. Date against type. Most people do not find love with the type of person they imagine for themselves. The guy who only wants a petite blonde winds up with a brainy brunette. The woman who dates starving artists marries a rich, balding lawyer. Look at photos and profiles that you would ordinarily take a quick pass on. If you always go for the sleek metrosexual, give the Midwesterner who just moved to your town a try. If you go for the hotties, try someone who has a heart of gold and maybe only a B+ on looks. Try and experiment. You may be very happily surprised. Number 7. Go for a second date. Even if you are not exactly blown away by a person at the first date, remember to stay open. You cannot know what secret goodies are hidden in someone just by meeting them once. You have to let a potential partner unfold and show you his or her different sides. If there is any connection with this person at all, give it another chance. Love almost always comes in a surprise package. Number 8. Open the door. If you do meet someone and have a really good time, send a quick text or email the next morning to let the person know that the door is open to getting together again. This is especially important for women to do. Write something specific about the date that points to the connection between the two of you or refers to something you both loved. For example, if you went to a comedy show, write a message that refers to a particular joke you both enjoyed and add, "Let's do it again sometime." Now you have your love resolution and plan. Most importantly, commit to the first step, and make finding true love priority one in your life. Then follow the recommended program to create the love you want in the coming year. And if you really want to turbocharge your commitment to finding true love this year, warning, shameless self-promotion ahead. Get a copy right now of my book, Love in 90 Days, The Essential Guide to Finding Your Own True Love. It's available online and at your favorite bookstore. Chances are, by next New Year's Eve, you'll be kissing the one you want. Wishing you great love in 2018. Dr. Diana. You just listened to the post titled, 8 Steps to Creating Love in Your Life by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinnintydays.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We actually cover Dr. Diana pretty frequently here on OLD Relationships, so please consider subscribing if you'd like to hear more from her in the future. As a subscriber, not only will you get our episodes delivered directly to you daily, but you will also help boost our rankings in the Apple Podcast app. This means a lot to our team here at Optimal Living Daily, as you are the reason we can continue growing the show. So thank you so much in advance for subscribing. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you again tomorrow for a post from Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more, from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.